Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As you can notice, the title of our message this morning is Growing Older Gracefully. Based on two passages from Holy Scripture, first Proverbs 9, a section of the Old Testament read today, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. For through me, says the Lord, your days will be many, and years will be added to your life." And from Psalm 37, "I have been young, and now I am old, and I have never seen the Lord forsake a person who loves him." I invite you to follow the sermon outline on the back of your handout as we consider our theme, and something we all have in common, growing older gracefully. Not long ago, I read these words from a popular writer. He wrote, "Last year I sat beneath a funeral awning in the warm sun in Georgia and watched as my grandmother was buried and laid to rest. When the pastor spoke, I remembered the last time I saw my grandmother. She was holding my 7-year-old daughter, Annie. And Annie was moving her fingers along the lines in grandmother's face. And grandma said, 'Annie, those are my wrinkles. They mean I'm getting very old.' Later, Annie took me aside and said, 'Daddy, do wrinkles hurt?' It seemed to me what she was really asking," says this writer, "was, what does it mean to grow old?" Now, there are only three experiences we all have in common: birth, aging, and death. It's impossible to preach a sermon to get ready for your birth. You've heard countless funeral sermons about dying. Today, this sermon is about aging, about growing older. Now, let me ask you and just have you think in your own mind, what experiences are you having getting older? Does it hurt? Is it fun? Do you apologize for it? Do you brag about it? I do. I like to run with younger guys in our long runs. Some guys 20 or 30 years younger than me, and I love bragging about being an old runner and keeping up. Do you try to keep your age a secret? Well, many of us handle our aging by denying it. We tell ourselves, by golly, I am not getting older. A little more makeup, comb the hair over the bald spots, if you can, color the gray, suck your tummy in when you're standing in front of a mirror, try to do the same things in the same ways we did them 20 years ago. And some of us happen to choose to live in a make-believe world where nobody ages, or at least I never age. The story is told about a 50th high school reunion of Bill and John. They hadn't seen each other since high school graduation night 50 years earlier. And Bill says, "John, you haven't changed a bit." And John says, "Bill, you look exactly like you did 50 years ago." One of the wives chimed up with what was probably the truth, and she said, "Well, it looks like what's really happened here, boys, is that both of your eyesights have gotten considerably worse." And then Bill said, "What were we talking about? Why do we deny getting older? Why do we make believe that aging isn't happening? When it all gets to the bottom line, the issue seems to be this. We want to escape from or run away from the reality of death. The reality that someday our lives on this earth will come to an end. You see, one clear result of living in a fallen creation because of the sin we've inherited from our first parents of Adam and Eve is this, the reality of aging and death. God's word is realistic. Listen again to Psalm 37:25. I have been young and now I am old, and in all my years I have never seen the Lord forsake a person who loves Him. Aging is simply a part of life. We can't deny it. With God's help, let us face it and even embrace it. And the Christian can even celebrate it. How? Listen again to the text. I have been young, and now I am old, but in all my years I have never seen the Lord forsake a person who loves Him. Now, apart from a faith relationship with the living God, aging and death are nothing but a fearful end. But knowing and trusting God's faithfulness to us in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ makes each day of our life a gift, an adventure, another opportunity to experience the goodness and faithfulness of God. Now, the wonderful poet Robert Browning wrote a poem entitled, Grow Old Along With Me. First, let me paraphrase this famous poem, and then I'll read you the actual verse of the poem. Here's the paraphrase. Young folks, you ain't seen nothing yet. Every day is God's gift. The best is coming. As we grow older, we can grow in the faith that every day of our life is in God's hands, and death is not the end, but simply a doorway that opens up our life with God forever in heaven. Now listen to the actual poem. Robert Browning, Grow Old Along With Me. Grow old along with me. The best is yet to be. The last of life for which the first was made. Our times are in His hand, who saith, a whole I planned. Youth shows but half. Trust God, see all, and be not afraid. The truth is, our modern world devalues older people. Many assumptions today about getting older are simply anti-biblical and anti-Christian. For example, to be old is to be worthless. There was a Broadway musical called Cats, which was very famous a few years ago. And in this Broadway musical, there was a famous song whose repeated lyric sounded like this. Memories of old days. I was beautiful then. Are only young people worthwhile? Are only youth beautiful? In the late 1990s, Rutgers University in the United States conducted a very thorough study of TV programming. Let me ask you, does anybody here watch any television? Yeah, some of you aren't confessing. Yeah, sure we do. In the late 1990s, Rutgers University study of TV programming discovered this. Elderly rarely were TV show or game show contestants. They rarely were in commercials, except for medications and life insurance. There were only a few older people who were broadcasters or talk show hosts. They did not play important roles in the lives of children's programming, and only 4% were cartoon characters. But when older people did appear in TV programs, here's what they were shown to be. They were either comical, or stubborn, or helpless, or foolish. But what does God's Word say? Listen again to our key passage from Proverbs 9, and then a new one from Psalm 71. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is insight. For through me, says the Lord, your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. And Psalm 71, this is so beautiful. Since my youth, my God, you have taught me. And to this day, I recite your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, until I declare your power to the next generation, until I declare your might to all who are to come after me. My friends, God is not calling us to gaze at our wrinkles or cover them up or run away from them or deny them. He wants us to get on with life and service to Him. He wants us to continually grow in knowledge and faith in Him, and especially, says God's holy word, which does not lie. He wants us who are growing older to pass on the knowledge of God to the next generation. He wants us to celebrate His love, His faithfulness, from youth to old age to eternal life. There's a classic old hymn. I have to confess it's in my top 10 of Christian hymns. The hymn is entitled Rock of Ages. Listen to just parts of this hymn. It tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ is our faithful rock. Upon Him we can lean and stand no matter what changes come in our life. No matter what ravages of age we must face, listen to just a few selected passages. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Jesus, our rock. He was cleft. He was broken on Calvary's cross as He paid for your sins and for mine. And we can hide ourselves in Him. We can find in Him true strength, true forgiveness, true hope. The hymn goes on, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. We do not depend on our own good deeds or our life's accomplishments to earn us eternal rewards. We only hold on to His cross and to Him who died for us there. The hymn goes on, while I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyelids close in death, He will be with me to the very end of this life. And when this short life is over, He will be there once again to welcome us home into His arms in heaven forever. Do you remember the opening story of the sermon? The little 7-year-old Annie who traced the wrinkles in her grandmother's face? Well, no, Annie. Wrinkles don't hurt. Wrinkles can be a visible reminder of the years of God's faithfulness and love. Wrinkles can be the sign of the opportunity to teach and to model. Did you hear me? To teach and to model to the next generation the faithfulness of God and the blessedness of a life lived in love and faith in Him. Wrinkles tell us that this life is not our final home. For the Christian, getting older means getting ready. Ready. For a brand new life. A life without end. A life in heaven with our Lord forever. Wrinkles can also remind us to hold less tightly to the values and cares and priorities of this world. For we know there's more to life than these brief 70 or 80 or 90 years. Wrinkles can also be a sign of joyful surprises. Let me share how I discovered that quite a few years ago. A woman who lived in a senior's home was celebrating her 100th birthday. 100 years, can you imagine? I was there to visit somebody else, a member of the congregation I was serving. But while I was there, I stopped off briefly to offer my woman my congratulations on her 100th birthday. Her mind was alert and sharp. And though her face was covered with many wrinkles, her face was beaming with excitement because of her 100th birthday party and all the people that were there. Even a newspaper reporter came to interview. And after he asked her a number of questions, who were in the room were laughing at the answers she gave to these questions. She was a scribe gal. And finally the answer said, "Ma'am, I have one last question I'm going to ask you." And she said, "Yes, young man, what's your last question?" He said, "Ma'am, do you have any children?" And she winked at the reporter, and without a moment's hesitation, she said, "Not yet, young man. Not yet." Every day, every one of us here is getting older. Every day is a precious gift from God. Every day is a new opportunity to experience God's love and His faithfulness. God grant each of us the ability and the desire to grow old gracefully. In the name of Jesus, who is our Rock of Ages. Amen.